This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. John Trandum sitting in for Scott Hennon today. I appreciate you all being with us. We have a great show in store. We have great guests, thanks to Matt, our producer here. We've got Dr. Walter E. Williams coming in next segment, actually. He'll take calls and talk about the issues of the day. Then at 10 o'clock, we'll have Michelle Malkin in. Host of the original series, Michelle Malkin Investigates on CRTV. She's a columnist. Everyone, you know who Michelle Malkin is. And I have a feeling that you and everyone else are excited about that, as excited as I am to visit with her. So, exciting show today. I'm looking forward to those guests and also to taking calls from you out there to see what's on your mind. The local number is 701-258-0550. Or you can dial us toll-free at 1-800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So welcome to the show this morning, and thanks for being with us. Todd, are you with us there?
Oh, Todd, I am. How are you?
Hey, I'm super. I'm sorry for assigning you all this homework before you're even in the studio here. I've been messaging Todd because we have all sorts of stuff going on. Yeah, man, we've got all sorts of stuff going on. I look, you know, every time I come on the air, I look at a this day in history, and I look at birthdays and celebrity birthdays and deaths and so forth. And there are a couple of note that I think are worthy of mention. One of them, of famed Harlem Globetrotters notoriety, Meadowlark Lemon was born on this date in 1932.
How about that?
There's the music.
And they're in Bismarck tonight.
That's right. I wonder if they'll pay tribute to old Meadowlark Lemon, who died, incidentally, December 27th, 2015. But now, Todd, do you remember, as I do, when the Globetrotters would make appearances on Scooby-Doo?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Meadowlark Lemon was portrayed as about 8.5 feet tall, and he'd shoot baskets from 6 miles away. And
because everything else with cartoons is also done to real life, right?
Very realistic stuff, yeah, right. So Meadowlark Lemon, so a memory of a great and true giant of the basketball trade. Another birthday today, and I don't know if many people will recognize this fellow by name, but they certainly will by music. Stu Cook. Do you know who Stu Cook is?
Well, of course,
sounds like
you do.
Stu Cook from Creedence Clearwater Revival, the longtime bass player, turned 71 today. April 25th, 1945.
Yeah, I'm talking to the guy who also does a thing called the Todd Mitchell Music Machine in multiple markets. So,
well, I figured you'd be able to scare up a little.
But you're right.
CCR.
Yeah.
CCR. Now that's some good old music, Todd. I think we should almost alter all of our bumper music over to CCR today, in honor of Stu Cook. Now I'm not going to put that on you guys, but
we have Stu that Cook, technology. We can easily do that.
I believe you do. Dinesh D'Souza is one other one. We don't have any musical theme for him, but he is the creator of such movies as Hillary's America, which I was able to preview in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Very interesting and good movie. And at this point, not quite as consequential since Hillary is a relic of history now, hopefully.
I hear Scott tried putting it in the system, but the system melted right away. So,
yeah, that may be. And here's one more birthday name for you, and I bet you you'll be able to recognize this name, Hank Azaria.
Oh yes, although Hank Azaria. People's knowledge of him, it depends on what your favorite show was, The Simpsons or whatever. But yeah,
he was the man. He was the man that came up with The Simpsons. The very very currently wealthy man, I suspect, that came up with The Simpsons. So Hank Azaria, let's see, what is he, 52 today? And then one, I only picked out one famous
53.
Death.
You and I are the same
53.
Age.
53. So. I'm sorry, the Wikipedia page hasn't been updated. I'm probably a year behind on all of these.
Hey, Moe,
and then,
refresh.
a death, a died on this day in 2009, B. Arthur.
Oh, doubt.
And Dorothy from the Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to admit I watched that as a young fellow.
We had back to Hank Azaria, you know, the whole Simpsons thing kind of started as an afterthought. It wasn't necessarily going to be a thing that was going to blossom into a, you know, multiple decade show. So it's kind of
I remember watching the first episode in, was it 1990 or thereabouts? I remember watching it thinking, wow, this is really, really good. This is new and fresh. It's funny, edgy cartoon humor.
Absolutely. And yet, you know what? You watch the episodes these days, and then you go back and watch the early ones. Same with Family Guy, too. It's amazing how the animation has actually come forward. You wouldn't think it would change that much, but actually does.
It has. So, anyway, we won't spend all day talking about celebrity birthdays. That's not the type of show
this
is.
Did I walk into the right show here? Isn't this, where's Scott? Where's What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, well,
I don't care about Hank Azaria and the Simpsons and Dole.
Right. Well, what's on your mind is right here waiting. And if you have anything on your mind, listeners, please feel free to call in at 800-228-0550. We've got open phones until the next segment where we'll welcome Walter E. Williams. But something that's on my mind a little bit, Todd, is we're closing in on the first 100 days of the Trump administration. And I'm sure you guys have talked about that a little bit already, but I'm not sure what it is, what the magic is about the first 100 days. I think it was probably a standard created by the party out of power to attack the party in power.
Pretty much.
On the grounds of their having not gotten anything done. Now, I wouldn't say that Trump didn't get anything done, because I talked with Steve and Alex a little bit earlier this morning about this, and I think among the most consequential issues facing the United States coming into this election cycle was the Supreme Court. We had an open seat on the Supreme Court. And when you look at what the Supreme Court has done over the past number of years, especially under the Obama administration, that's a really big deal, because they seem to trump.
You've been waiting all day to say that punchline, haven't you?
Yeah, right. I can't wait to say it.
Trump.
They seem to be knocking Congress out of the equation and legislating from the bench is the term for it. And that needs to stop. And I think we can rest assured that Gorsuch will not do that and will not tolerate that from the bench in the spirit of Justice Scalia, who he replaced. So I think that was a huge accomplishment to be able to get that through by Trump and by the Republican Congress. You know, they point to health care reform as something that they failed on. And you know what? They did fail on that. And the reason that they failed, from my perspective, is that they put forth a bill that would have been here's how I look at it. Obamacare was step one in going to single-payer health care. The bill that Congress proposed was step two. Step three would have been Republicans losing power in the next election cycle because they didn't deliver on their promises. And step three would have been the Democrats forcing through a single-payer system. They need to fix the problem. When they put legislation forth, they need to look. They need to identify the problem. Say, here's the problem. Here's the fix. You can't maintain the problem for the sake of the issue. You need to resolve the problem, and that's something that I think Congress failed on. Fortunately, they're going to get another swipe at it. I don't think it's something that's going to be done within the first 100 days, but I do think it is something ultimately that will be done. And I have a series of ideas that I'll try and pose over the course of the show. With regard to health care reform that I think should be incorporated into a reform bill. But we've got Chad in Fargo holding. I want to make sure and get to him before we have to go to break. Chad, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi. Is Scott going to be in tomorrow, or are you going to be doing the Kevin Cramer show tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Ed Schaefer will be hosting, and I don't believe Congressman Cramer is able to join him tomorrow. I think he's got a committee meeting, if I'm not mistaken. I could stand corrected, but I believe I do know that Ed Schaefer will be in for Scott tomorrow.
I have a question for you, though. Why don't, you know, they're saying that they can't fund the wall. Why don't we do a GoFundMe page and basically have anybody and everybody that basically wanted to vote for Trump put $10 for every brick or whatever it is and get their name on a wall or something like that so we get this wall built? Because if you heard about what's happening in Minneapolis, all these wonderful Somalians that we brought in from over from Somalia now all of a sudden are coming with diseases and that we thought we eradicated. It's unreal.
Yeah, and it's let me be the first to say, because you'll hear it otherwise, Chad, that you're a racist for saying so.
I'm a Republican too. I'm deplorable. Yeah,
but you know, those are real issues. Those are real issues that affect real people. And if that is in fact the case, that they're bringing diseases that we thought were eradicated back into the equation in the United States, that's something that we should be concerned about. And that's absolutely under the purview of protecting the security of the American people, is protecting them from that potential threat. So, yeah, I get where you're coming from. I don't know that whether they're going to take that path with the GoFundMe account, but that's one idea, and it's more than I've heard from a lot of others in Congress.
You know, but just think about this. I mean, it's cost us in welfare benefits and benefits to people that are not Americans, that have never paid a dime. They're getting more benefits than actually our senior citizens that basically have paid in all their lives.
Chad, you're right. I've got to let you go because we're going to break, but I appreciate the call today. Thanks much for calling. We'll be right back with Walter Williams after this.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out, because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater, and I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms, they've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Experience? Do you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Then this opportunity is for you. Polar Service Center in Williston is looking for experienced mechanics. Competitive pay, superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, and life insurance. Paid time off program, 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. Pay dependent on experience and ability. If you want to find out more or apply, contact Gary Meyer, 701-495-3592. Gary Meyer, 701-495-3592, Fuller Service Center in Williston. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And, well, Scott Hennen's off shopping for a few days. District 45 Republican Chairman John Trandaman is, Scott, is actually college shopping. Is he going to become a Yale guy now? Is that the deal?
I was just going to ask if he was going to become a Yale student. Is that what he's doing?
Well,
is he enrolling?
Does he have the correct political lean to get into the Ivy League?
Well, George W. Bush went to Yale, didn't he?
A little while ago.
Yeah, times have changed at Yale since then.
It may not be quite the same institution today. I haven't been there lately either, but we'll find out.
I've not been there, but best of luck to this. Is this Haley that he's shopping for out there?
I guess so.
Or no, not Haley, Hannah.
Hannah, right. One of those H girls.
The H's, yes. Well, boy, God's blessings to them and to Hannah. And what an accomplishment to be able to even consider such an institution as Yale.
No doubt.
And I hope that they have good fortune out there and safe travels. That'll be exciting to hear him report back when he's back. So, well, welcome back to the show. I think we're working on getting Dr. Walter E. Williams on the line here. But we appreciate the caller participation in the show, and I'm sorry I had to cut our last caller a little bit short. We had a hard break coming on there, but we made it out just under the wire. As Todd said, numbers to the studio, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Todd, I've got a quote here. Let's see if you can tell me who said this. When Congress creates a miracle for one American, it creates a non-miracle for another. After that, Congress has to create a compensatory miracle. Who said that?
Well, that would be District 45 Republican Chairman and current What's in Your Mind fill-in host John Trandum who said that.
Well, you're right. I did, but that came directly from the pages of the book American Contempt for Liberty by Walter E. Williams, our next guest, should they get him on the line here. It looks like they're working on that. But that was a quote from his book, and it's one of those kind of axiomatic statements that he tends to make that really puts things in perspective. We were talking a little bit before the break about healthcare reform. And some of the ideas that need to be incorporated into a reform bill. And I think the overarching principle we need to try and follow is that when we put the government in charge of things, it does a poorer job of administering them than the private sector typically does. And I think if we could apply some of that logic to healthcare, generally speaking, and I'm not one of those guys that says we need to abolish all government. The government has no business being in anything. You know, the Constitution clearly tells us where the government does have jurisdiction and has business injecting themselves and administering different programs or plans. I don't believe that healthcare is one of them, though, Todd. So that's something that I think we really need to look at, take a hard look at, and make a determination as to, like I said, identify the problem and then fix the problem. Joining us on the phone now, and I'm very honored to have him with us yet again on What's on Your Mind, is Dr. Walter E. Williams. He's a professor of economics at George Mason University, and among other things, we'll discuss his book, American Contempt for Liberty. Dr. Williams, welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
Hey, it's my truly, truly my pleasure. I've got to tell you, I just read a quote from your book. I don't know if you heard that or not, but it was, when Congress creates a miracle for one American, it creates a non-miracle for another. After that, Congress has to create a compensatory miracle. Now, those are the types of statements that I think we need to hear more of in the public discussion, and I really appreciate your saying that. Do you want to expand on that anymore?
Well, I think that when Congress makes a special favor for one American, and it creates a disfavor for another American, that is, there's no free lunch. For example, if Congress puts tariffs on foreign sugar coming into the United States to enrich American sugar producers, well, they charge higher price for sugar. Well, the people who who make use sugar in making candy, well, they have to pay higher prices, and so they'll either move to Mexico or to Canada, and or if they don't move, they'll ask for some kind of subsidy. So what they do is that they say to Congress, well, look, you created a miracle for the sugar producers, that created a non-miracle for me, and would you please create a miracle for me to make up for it?
So the overarching principle there is maybe Congress should just keep their hands off it and stay out of the miracle business in the first place.
That's right. And I got the idea about miracles. There's a Negro play written by Marcus Conley Cook. It's called Green Pastures. And somewhere in the play, God says to the angel Gabriel, every time I pass this one miracle, I have to pass four or five more to catch up with it. That's when I saw it. I said, well, gee, that's a convenient explanation of the United States Congress.
That it is. Dr. Williams, I've been spending a good deal of time in your book, American Contempt for Liberty. I really, number one, appreciate the title, but I appreciate the book and the collection of essays that that tell us so much about the world around us right now. And it's one of those books that I sit and read with a box of paper clips and a highlighter. So this book is probably three or four times its original weight because it's so full of ink and of paper clips marking pages that I thought were of note. And it's... You're welcome. Very welcome. It started
I got the idea for the title, and it's one of the tragic things that we have to say about our fellow Americans is that that the average American, whether he realizes it or not, he has contempt for personal liberty. That is, for example, you might say, well, gee, that's pretty insulting, Williams. Well, the average American believes that Congress should forcibly use one American to forcibly serve the purposes of, to serve the purposes of another American, whether that be, you know, if you look at the federal budget, two-thirds of it can be described in the following fashion. That is, Congress taking the earnings of one American and giving them to another American to whom they do not belong, whether you're talking about farm subsidies, business bailouts, food stamps, foreign aid, and all these other programs that Congress spends money for. And the forcible use of one person to serve the purposes of another is also a very good working definition of slavery.
Absolutely, it is, and I know we're coming up on break, and I know we're not able to keep you for another segment, but I appreciate you being with us. I think one thing that Dinesh D'Souza said that stands out to me is that the difference between slaves now and slaves 200 years ago is that 200 years ago, the people knew that they were slaves.
That's right, and the average American, he thinks that he's free.
That's a fact. Dr. Walter E. Williams, thank you so much for being with us and taking the time to visit and share some of your wisdom.
Let's do it again.
I hope we can. Thanks very much. God bless you.
Goodbye.
That was Dr. Walter E. Williams. We appreciate his wisdom at all times, and I hope we can all use a little bit of it in the future in our own lives. So thank you to Walter E. Williams for being with us. We'll be right back after this break with Open Phones.
800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Getting toward lunchtime. Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven roasted turkey and cheese are just $2.29 each. Any roller grill item, 99 cents. Old Dutch family pack chips, $2.99 each. But we got to keep you pumped up. Red Bull 12-ounce cans are 2 for $5. Plus, the $50,000 giveaway is going on. Register weekly for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards, PetroServe USA. John Tranum is in for Scott Hennin today, and what's on your mind?
And we are back. Todd, thank you. Thanks again to, I thanked him already, but to Walter E. Williams. He had a very short window of opportunity to be on the air with us, but I sure appreciate him participating. Again, for the listeners out there, the book is called American Contempt for Liberty. It's a big book, over 400 pages long. It's a collection of essays which are categorized into different areas like politics, education, race, constitution. Another quote from the politics section of it where Dr. Williams is speaking about Social Security and Medicare. And the quote that I had highlighted is, more importantly, the word contribution regarding Social Security implies something voluntary. Its synonyms are alms, benefaction, beneficence, I have a hard time saying that, charity, donation, and philanthropy. Which one of these synonyms comes close to describing how Congress gets Social Security and Medicare money from us? Well, none of them is the point. And he summarizes this essay by saying, it's actually an H.L. Mencken quote, "Nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public." Lots of very good quotes like that one in the book. Another one was, "Men are born ignorant, not stupid. They are made stupid by education." So I think that this is something that the listeners would really appreciate, and I'm not a paid promoter for Walter Williams literature, but I am a big fan of his writings, and I think it's something that we could all benefit by reading, and it gives us a lot of ammunition to go out into the world and make our case. Open lines for the next segment here, number 701-258-0550. Toll free is 800-228-0550, or text Todd, 701-226-8503. Let's see, I don't have any messages up there. I did have a message from Hal, a question for Walter E. Williams regarding reducing the top marginal rate from 32% down to 15% and what impact that would have on the economy. I think we can almost predict what his response would have been, and that is it would be a big shot in the arm to the American economy if you freed up more dollars to be reinvested in business expansion and hiring new people for businesses. So that's a positive note. I don't want to answer on Walter E. Williams' behalf, but I have a feeling he'd have said something to that effect, probably a lot more artfully stated, though. But I'd welcome caller input on this, but I was talking about health care reform a little bit earlier, and what we really need to do to fix the problems. First off, we need to identify the problems. Then we need to propose potential fixes to these problems. I've got a list in front of me that I sat down and just scribbled out in very short order, and I'm certainly no expert. I'm not a congressman. I've not even served in elective office. But some of these things seem so elementary, it's a miracle that Congress can't seem to come up with them. But one of them would be health insurance portability, and I understand a lot of insurance commissioners are against the concept. But it's a foundational component of the free market and could serve to increase accessibility and decrease price. Make it portable. Make it a la carte, where you could purchase across state lines, where you could pick the coverages that you need. Seems to make sense to me, but I don't know. Callers, I'd welcome your input on that and any other suggestions you have. Another one that came to mind for me was tort reform and medical liability limits. One of the reasons that doctors engage in defensive medicine and pay exorbitant insurance premiums is to protect against lawsuits, and that drives the cost of care up. You know, Mike Liffrig, I believe, he was a candidate for, I can't recall if it was Congress or Senate, I think it was U.S. Senate in about 2004, and he runs a firm, or did run a firm, I haven't been in touch with Mike for a while, but they set up mock trials, and they essentially determined the value of item X. For example, if you lose your ring finger in due to medical malfeasance, what's the value of a ring finger? And they set the value of that. Well, I can tell you that they don't typically come up with values of $50 million, but it isn't unusual for doctors to have to settle lawsuits for medical malfeasance or malpractice for that amount of money. Now, I'm not saying that someone who is wronged shouldn't be made whole, but at the same time, when you're considering how to insure yourself as a doctor and you look at scenarios that are probable in their discipline of medical practice, for example, if you're a foot doctor, you're probably going to look at what's the worst case scenario due to medical malfeasance on your part. Well, someone may lose a foot. Well, what's the value of a foot? And then we insure ourselves accordingly rather than having to insure yourself for $150 million and pass that cost on to the consumer. That's problematic, and I think we need to incorporate medical liability limits into health care reform. High deductible health savings account availability. You know, I used to carry a health savings account for my family, and I was perfectly happy with the plan. We set our deductible at a level that I was comfortable self-funding. I don't remember if it was $5,000 or $7,000 or something like that. And as a result, we would pay for our own checkups. So we'd pay out of our pocket for our own checkups. The advantage to us was we'd be able to pay those bills with tax-exempt dollars, money that we had set aside in the HSA pre-tax, and we'd be able to draw that back out to pay those bills. Made a lot of sense. When Obamacare came along, my deductible went up to $12,500, and then it was 50% coverage up to a maximum out-of-pocket of $18,000, so I would have had to spend $18,000 before I got any coverage, and my premium went from about $400 a month to $1,200 a month, so I had to pull out of that program. Why shouldn't that be available to people who are healthy, who are comfortable with self-funding, tax-free up to a certain level? It seems like that's a market-based solution that we should consider and make available to people. What about tax deductibility for self-payers? You just pay for your, and this is without even having insurance. If you walk in there and pay for them to set your broken arm, it's $850. Why shouldn't you be able to write that off as a medical expense? That's something else that would be advantageous to many people who would be self-paying. Tax deductibility for long-term care premiums. You know, there's another area where the government has to infuse a lot of money when people get stuck in a nursing home for the balance of their natural life, and it goes to Medicare, Medicaid, and they pay for it. And one thing that could make long-term care more attractive to people is if you were to make the premiums tax deductible. Seems like a logical solution to me. Numbers to the studio, 701-258-0550 and 800-228-0550 if you'd like to jump in on the discussion and have any other suggestions. I'm not through my list yet, so I'll keep throwing them out there. And I hope Congress is listening. We should retain this for Congressman Cramer, because I know he's a pragmatic individual and would be receptive to these notions. And maybe there are some of them that they're attempting to put in place that I don't know about yet. But what about rollback of required coverages? This seems so elementary. that you shouldn't require coverages that people absolutely will not ever need. Let's take a woman, for example, who's had a hysterectomy due to a cancer or some sort of other medical issue. Should she be required to pay for birth control, for pregnancy coverage? Why? It's never going to happen. Why would we recover that type, or why would we require that type of coverage? Truly catastrophic coverage. Let's not only make high deductible HSAs available, let's make them available up to $50,000 if people can put $50,000 in the bank and have a $200 a month premium. Very logical, pragmatic approaches to issues, and I don't know why we're not seeing them. We've got a couple of calls holding here, so before we move to break in a few minutes here, I want to move to Bill in Fargo. Bill, welcome to the phones. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I really liked how you said we should look at what the problem is and address that. And I guess what I want you to consider is having insurance the problem? And should insurance be eliminated from healthcare and it become more of a free market option? In my opinion, the insurance industry adds a layer that I think does increase costs for many issues. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that, if just having health insurance as a solution is a potential problem.
Well, I certainly agree that we shouldn't mandate people to have health insurance. Health insurance isn't always the answer. And I'll tell you what, from personal experience and as someone who hasn't had health insurance for myself or my family for a number of years, we participate in Samaritan Ministries, which is a Christian healthcare sharing plan where you essentially pay a premium, so to speak, but the premium goes to another individual who has a healthcare claim. And it works real well. It's inexpensive. It's non-bureaucratic. It's Christian, which is appealing to me, so that you're not only praying for others, but they're praying for you. And it works. It's a free market solution. So, I mean, am I on the right track? Is this with your line of thinking here, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, I like that. That seems like an organic solution that the market would take advantage of if there are consumers for that. But it seems like with all the rules and regulations and bureaucracy associated with insurance, we're paying for the bureaucracy, not necessarily for the solutions. And I think it's just gotten so big that it's really the problem now.
Bill, I appreciate your call, and I think you hit the nail on the head right now. When you look at the graph for the increase in health insurance costs, and I have it somewhere in front of me, but the costs for doctors haven't gone up exponentially, as have the cost for administrators and administration of services. So, Bill, great suggestions. I've also got Dustin on the road. We've only got about a minute left, but I want to give him an opportunity to weigh in as well. Dustin, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Have you ever heard of the Nonpartisan League?
I've heard of the Nonpartisan League, yes.
What they did was, instead of making all these government regulations, they offered another option. We have a state-owned bank that gives low student loan interest rates. They didn't go and regulate the loan interest program or anything like that. They gave an option. Let's take that to healthcare. Let's get rid of the subsidies. Let's create a government option that can be funded and get rid of the mandates. And then after whatever the government can cover, then you can pick from the insurance companies what they have to offer. And let's get past the divide and conquer and let's move forward with this. Look at North Dakota. We have the framework through state-owned business to show that this is going to work without regulating and mandating and everything else.
Right. Dustin, I think you're on the right track. Thank you for calling in. And I think the theme of that would be, let's turn it back to the states and let's let the states handle this rather than try to have the federal government, who does everything as inefficiently as humanly possible, try to administer health care, which they have no constitutional basis to administer in the first place. Thank you for the calls and the participation. I appreciate that. We'll be right back after these words.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Otter Tail Power Company.
Steve Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildeer, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is why isn't the media talking about the 175 black people, some of whom are currently still working at CNN, some have left. They are suing CNN over racial discrimination from the top down over salary and not being promoted. It's a huge story. It's on the internet, everywhere, and media is not talking about it. CNN has been very vocal against Fox News, Roger Ailes, Bill O'Reilly, etc. But look what's on their doorstep. 175 black people suing CNN for racial discrimination from the top down. Why isn't the media talking about this?
Hey, well, that's easy, Karen, and I appreciate you calling in. The reason is that they're too busy creating problems at Fox to report problems at CNN. I think that's the answer. So we've got Troy Coons. Yeah, I think so. We've got Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. Troy, welcome to the program. Gosh, it's been cold out. It's been snowing. I was up at the lake this weekend. So what are we doing with regard to planning in these cold weather conditions?
There's some folks, you know, that have started and put a little bit in the ground. A lot of other folks were holding off when we looked at the long-term forecast here. I was just going to talk a little bit on that, you know, with germination. When you put seed in the ground, you need three things. You need moisture, you need oxygen, and you need temperature. And right now, that's what we need is the warmer temps. You know, like small grains, if you take a barley or an oats or a wheat or a durum, and you plant them, and you plant them 1.5 inches deep in the soil, you know, you're going to need an average temp of about 40 degrees for that seed to germinate. So generally that happens when the evening temps are maybe 40 and the daytime temps are 60 because you're taking that temperature down in the soil, not at the soil surface. With that, usually takes like 8 to 10 days for that seed to germinate and emerge. You need some good warm temps to make it a robust stand. The growth points on these type of crops for the earlier part of the growth season is below the surface. So when we get a colder snap like this, can be an issue. The longer seeds stay on the ground and don't emerge, they're exposed to a lot more risk with different pathogens or insects, but they can handle temperatures, you know, of 28 pretty consistently for a while. But if it gets down to like 22 degrees for very long at that point where they're planted at, you know, then you're going to see a lot of a mortality with that seed.
And that's what, and that's certainly not outside the realm of possibility in this climate. What's the hot seed on the market that people are talking about right now?
A lot of guys are talking soybeans. It's going to be a big soybean year. You know, input costs for your nitrogens are lower there. When you look at all the different commodities, that's one where people feel like there's a little bit of a chance, but there's going to be a lot of soybeans going in the ground. One thing I was going to say is, hopefully after this cold snap, if you look at the historical trends, we're going to be heading into a little bit of warmer weather once this here cold snap goes away. And the key thing to remember, you know, once you put the seed in the ground and once it starts germinating and any of the factors, you know, go against the proper growth there, you know, you're going to see a lot of mortality because it can't, like, go on hold or, you know, stall out. It has to move forward. So you can look at a lot of trouble there if you have the wrong conditions, you know. So a little concerning now, but I think most guys will be okay.
Sounds good. Troy, thanks for being with us. We'll hope for warmer weather. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at cncfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms 701-482-7865. We're moving up on the break right now, but at the top of the hour, we'll have a very exciting guest. So I'd say if you want to call in and ask questions, dial up right now, 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. We're going to have Michelle Malkin with us, the host of the original series Michelle Malkin Investigates on CRTV, also a syndicated columnist and author and blogger, to discuss President Trump's first 100 days and the latest news of the day. So that's exciting. She's a pretty high caliber guest. I'm sure you've got questions for her. I certainly do, and I hope that I can follow the rule of abiding by the fact that God gave me two ears and one mouth and just listen to what she has to say, because she'll have a lot of Don't you know that one, Todd?
No, and I'm even more surprised to hear anybody from a political party quote that. but
yeah, right.
That's good.
Well, we've got to try to stick with that. One announcement I want to make real quick. I had an emailer that reminded me the Cass County Republicans are reorganizing on May 2nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Prax Institute building, 4801 Amber Valley Parkway South in Fargo. Important thing to go to. That's where officers are elected, precinct committeemen, precinct chairman. The people listening are the types of people we want to come to those meetings and participate and take positions within the districts, because they will drive the future of legislators all the way up to U.S. senators and governors in North Dakota. So please consider coming to that on May 2nd at 6:30 p.m. We'll be right back after this with Michelle Malkin.
What's on your mind radio.com.
Blatford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.